A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit of its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord must want to get this message across to us because we just had this very same gospel a few days ago on Sunday. Jesus wants us to bear good fruit, and our Heavenly Father will prune us to enable us to bear even more. Our human nature tends to rebel against this proposal, however. We may think, hey, I'm bearing fruit. Why send me so much grief? Well, there are great and there are small prunings in life. There are those big events like the loss of a job or a loved one. And then there are the little ones, sometimes hidden prunings, like maybe a minor disagreement with a friend, or being late for an appointment, or burning dinner. Each day we experience a bit of pruning in one aspect or another of our character. These little prunings need not hurt if we see and accept them for what they are. This passage from the Gospel of John speaks clearly to me as my rose bushes are currently blooming profusely. Every few days I head out to my flower garden armed with my clippers. Cutting a flower is not just a matter of whacking it off the bush anywhere. I look at the entire bush, then the particular stem, to find a nodule with new life. If the bush is spindly, skinny, I may cut low on the stem so that it won't have to work so hard to produce a bloom. Pruning takes time on the part of the gardener for examining, pondering, and working with precision. The cut has to be at a certain angle and distance above the new indication of growth. If the cut is made correctly, within a few days there is evidence of a new stem and reddish leaves spring forth. Too little pruning and there is no growth and the branch dies. Too much cutting and the same results occur. The same technique applies to our spiritual lives. The daily prunings are not haphazard. God examines us thoroughly, our current strengths and weaknesses, in order to find the best place to prune, to bring forth new and better growth and fruit. Rose bushes can have beautiful branches with luscious, rich foliage. But if you watch the branch over a few days, it just keeps getting taller without forming any buds. This is what's called a sucker. It takes all the nutrients out of the soil, but it produces nothing but leaves in return. These have to be cut at the root. Some branches are tough and do not yield easily to the pruning blade. This can result in a torn branch that will have to be cut again at a deeper level. If a rose bush is never pruned, it may produce flowers for a couple of years, but then it begins to die. The branch or cane growing out from the root has used up all its strength without replenishing it. It becomes a dry, dead stick. But if it is pruned and the flowers trimmed, the main branch remains vibrant and strong, continuing to produce blossoms for many years. Likewise, if we are not pruned by trials, we become undisciplined, and our spiritual and moral lives dry up. We could become like the living dead, superficial persons without substance or meaning. We can also respond to God's pruning in two ways. We can resist, or we can surrender and yield. If we resist God's discipline, we usually end up suffering more and for a longer time. We may be tough and put up a good fight now, but the Lord will return again in a few days, months, or even years, and the cut will deepen the pain for our growth. If we can yield to the divine pruning, however, it happens quickly and almost painlessly. Pruning is really about the truth, reality, both important Dominican principles. The key to peace and fruitfulness in our lives is accepting the reality of the present moment, and accepting the sorrows as well as the joys of life. We are freed to live in the power and the strength of Christ. God is the master gardener. Remember, He created the Garden of Eden for our first parents. We need to trust Him that when things go badly, that's our time for pruning. Everything can be a learning and growing experience if accepted as such from the hands of our Heavenly Father. St. Paul wrote to the Philippians that he wanted to share in Christ's sufferings by being conformed to His death, in order to know Christ and the power of His resurrection. The current Pauline year will conclude in 2 weeks. Let us pray for one another to have the strength to endure the cross, to accept the pruning, so that we may also enjoy today, here and now, the fruits and the power of Christ's resurrection.